Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church. Join us in this empowering series, Experiencing Abundant Life, where Pastor Mtor shares invaluable keys to unlock the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. Stay tuned and stay blessed.
Come, first of all, God, your kingdom, not mine. Your will be done. So God, your kingdom, what you want, let it be done. I'm talking about prayer here. Let what you want, let how you want it be done on earth as it is in, before you get to personal needs. But nowadays as the church, we put personal needs and we forget other needs. God also has needs on earth. Yeah, God also has needs on earth. Yeah, God also needs us to pray about certain things. If we don't pray about it, it will not happen. So God has needs. And he's waiting for you to pray about those needs. And so don't ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit when he wakes you up at night and you just have some impression in your heart to just speak in tongues. That is God having a need for somebody to pray about something. Hello, church. Haven't you had a day whereby things were not going well and then all of a sudden you felt relieved, like someone pressed a button and everything was going to be all right? I can bet you somebody was touched somewhere to pray in tongues for you and you didn't know, but someone was praying for you. And someone was what? Praying for. My question is, who are you praying for? Who are you praying for? So God wants us to pray. And Jesus gave us the model to pray. Hebrews chapter 4, 16, he says, therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Okay? That sounds like a God wants us to come, right? Yeah, he says, come boldly to the throne of grace. That is God inviting us to come to the place of prayer. He doesn't say, come chickenly. No, he says, come boldly to the throne of grace and you'll find mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So God is inviting us to pray and to pray boldly. Call unto me, and I'll answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things. You understand? You shall seek me, and you'll find. So God, there's so many scriptures about God inviting man to pray. The question is, will you pray? Ask your neighbor, will you pray? So number one, God wants you to pray. Number two, God wants you to pray correctly. God wants you to pray what? Yeah, not just pray. Huh? Oh, Father. Oh, you are Father. No, he wants you to pray correctly. So it says that you ask and you have not because you ask amiss. Right? You ask amiss. You ask incorrectly. Right? You ask with the wrong motives. You ask with the wrong attitude. You ask ignorantly. You are asking God to do things for you that the word already guarantees that he's going to do for you. You ask God for things that he has already given you. That's not the way to ask. God wants you to ask correctly. So, Pastor, how do I ask correctly? Do you want to ask correctly? All right, let's see. Psalms 37 verses 4. Psalms 37 verses 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. What must you do? Delight yourself in God. Delight yourself in the word of God. The lekashiv radagasaya mantu kolabasahaya. So I want to answer your prayer. Ne? But there's a wrong way that you can pray that will force me not to answer your prayer. So now there's a way that I'm trying to give you the memorandum of answered prayers. And it's delight yourself in me. So that when you come to me, you can ask the right thing which I want to answer. There is such a thing as asking for the wrong thing. There is such a thing as asking the wrong way. That's where most Christians are not enjoying victory in their prayer life. It's either you're asking for wrong things or you're asking the wrong way. So how do we solve that? Delight yourself in the word of God. You see, when you get into the word of God, you begin to know the will of God. Because God's will is in his word. Hallelujah. If you spend time in the word of God, your desires will begin to align with God's desires. Before you notice it, you begin to want what God wants for the reason that God wants it for. Don't just want nations because you want to travel the nations. Want nations for the reason God wants nations. Don't just want to increase your influence on social media just so that you can be a who's who, a big shot in the community. Want more influence so that you can touch more lives. You see, may I want what you want for the reasons you want it, Lord. Don't just want a big church so that you can also say that, you know, praise the Lord, this Sunday we had about 30,000 people, my man, in the auditorium. My God, God is moving. No, want it for the reason that God wants it. Don't just want ministry just so that you can have a Facebook page and I want it for the reason that God wants it. So how do I want what God wants for the reason that he wants it? By delighting myself in the word or in the Lord. And then he will grant me my heart's. Some of us, our desires are incorrect. That's why they're not being granted. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, Pastor, but this verse says, you know, you'll grant your heart's desires. But the first part says, delight yourself in God. That's where that's the quality assurance system. So that God says that, you are full of me, you are happy in me, you are happy with me. All right, then I can grant your heart's desires because your desires will be correct. Your desires will be correct. But if you don't spend time with God, how did you get the correct desires? Most of the time, that's what James says. You do not have because you don't ask. When you ask means to consume on your own lust, on your own desires. So that means that those are ungodly desires. You want this right thing for the wrong reason. Lord, give me a car so that they see. And God's like, there's nothing wrong with you wanting a car, but the reason you want it is wrong. So until we get the reason right, no car. Lord, get me a husband so that I can also say my husband this, my husband that. So that they see. Yeah. On Sunday, we'll be wearing pink together. You want the right thing, but you want it the wrong way. So it won't work. So how then do I want the right thing the right way? By delighting yourself in God, in the word of God. You understand? By getting the word, filling yourself up with the word of God until what God wants is what you want. Until why God wants it is now why you want it. Yeah. I no longer just want marriage for the sake of marriage. I want marriage for the reason God created marriage. I don't just want prosperity so that I can have so much. I want to be a blessing. Lord, and you see, it's just that attitude adjustment that we need. And God will begin to release his greatness. Yeah. Just that, Lord, I want to be a blessing. So enlarge my territory. You see, but if Lord, they must see. My auntie said I'm nothing. Jesus, this season of 10 times increase. Increase, I want, in fact, Father, make it 100 times for me because my Jehovah. Yeah. Yeah. You are praying in your heart. You can't wait for your auntie to say, so this is what you're driving now. God is like, you're not ready for what I want to give you. Okay? Because the blessings of God are not for show. They're like spiritual gifts. They're not for you. They're for the benefit of the community. Is that not the case? Come on now, is that not the case? Everybody has received a blessing, a gift from God for the benefit of the. That's why Jesus wouldn't turn the stones into bread. Because God's power is not for self-advertisement. God's power is not for self-preservation. God's power is for help. When it was time to feed the multitudes, Jesus multiplied the bread. But when it was to draw attention to himself, he refused to do that. Are you willing to walk away from things that will not promote, that will promote you and not God? I want what honors God. I want what glorifies God. Remember the song we used to sing? All I want is for you. For you to be glorified. For you to believe. Now, the reason you're not praying for sick people is because you think about what if I fail. It's about you. That's why you're not doing it. I've feel a prophetic anointing about to release violence on someone. Yeah. It's about you. And you see, the reason you're not full of God's power is because you're full of yourself. It's about you. Okay, if I call an altar call and no one comes and say that it's a healing service and I pray and the person is still crippled, what will happen to me? I will be like, who cares about you? You see, that thought process is what makes you pray wrong prayers. You're praying in unbelief. It makes everything just wrong. Yeah, it makes everything just wrong. But if you say, Lord, use me today. I've called a healing meeting. Heal them. They are your people. You know, one time Benny Hinn was praying. It was before a crusade. And he was praying, oh God, move today. Heal the sick. Oh God. And God was like, Benny Hinn, keep quiet. He's like, I love them. I want to heal them. I'm not healing them because you're asking me. From that time, he says he changed what he was, his prayer points before. He would just go worship God and then God will just do his part. You see, you're making it up. No, pastor, for me, I can't stand up in church. You're making it up. What if I say the wrong words? You're making it about you. Remember Moses. Remember our Moses? God has come down. Moses, you're going. And Moses started an excuse church. I stammer. And God, you know, at that point, God rebuked Moses. Like, I made the mouth. What's your problem? Ask your neighbor, what's your excuse? Your excuses prove the parts of you you have not surrendered to Christ. Your excuses prove the parts of you where you are alive and not in obedience to God. Yeah, because it's not about me. It's not about Pastor Mto. It's not about anybody. It's about Jesus Christ. So if your agenda is to glorify Jesus Christ, then you have no problem. It doesn't matter whether I look good or I look wrong. As long as Jesus is glorified, that's all I'm after. Come on now. Yeah. So we want to be perfectionists because it's my name on the line. There's no other name but the name of Jesus. We want to look excellent because what if I lose, you know, my base? There's no other kingdom but Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying to you? So you need to get your heart in the right place. Lord, I'm sorry for making it about me. Some of you should be cell leaders, but you made it about you. You have not launched out a cell. Some of you should be pastoring churches, but you have made it about you, and you are not even going out in the field. Some of you should be doing businesses for the kingdom, but you made it about you. You have not launched out. You are like that servant who buried that talent. Le krata ndivai anointing. The anointing of violence is intensifying. You are like that servant who buried the talent. You understand? Because you made it about you. You see, instead of making it about Jesus Christ, who made you in his image, who gave you his Holy Spirit, who filled you with his power, who filled you with his anointing, and gave you his assignment, his grace for you to do his work. But you make it about you. What will people say? What will people say? What matters what people say? Instead of saying, what will God say? What will God say that I've been sitting on this ministry for 3 years? What will God say that I've been sitting on this ministry for 5 years? What will God say that I've not started doing the things that God said I should do for the past 10 years? What will God say? The fear of man is a snare. Yeah. So you're not doing what God wants you to do because you're full of yourself. And that's why you're not full of God. You see, but if you can say, Lord, I'll partner with you. Yeah, it's not about me. It's not about me. I'm willing to do whatever you want. If it means putting my life on the line, which life do I have anyway? I said, which life do I have anyway? Apart from pleasing you, which other life do I have? So God talks to you, you act like he's not talking to you. Yeah, God is speaking to you in a service like, look, God has come down and is delivering you through Pastor Mto. You're shaking your head like, this is not it. No, no, no. When I started pastoring, I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, it's only in hindsight that I remember, hey man, but what were we even doing? You know, because we just wanted to be a church. Just all, and I remember the first service I ever preached as a pastor. The only prayer that, Lord, confirm that you are with me by your presence. That's all. What else we're going to do, Matthew, Alison, systems, I didn't know. Oh, it's just started. And I was surprised that people came. And they came the next week. And they came, and they just kept coming. I was like, praise the Lord. I remember, like, we just were happy. Remember, I said, we're just doing church. We're doing church. We just don't know what we're doing, but it's church, and we praise God for that. You understand what I'm saying to you? That God would rather have you do that than to sit at home and say that, no, I'm waiting for the right time. There's nothing like a right time. Yeah, there's nothing like this is the right time. If you're hearing this message, it's the right time. Yeah. When is that cell group coming out? What will people say? What if, Pastor, only two people come? Be faithful with those two people. It's better to have two people come to a cell than zero people come. Yeah. Some of you, your teaching gifts have been expiring. Paul says to Timothy that to fan into flame the gift. Don't let it lie dormant. Your gifts have been lying dormant because they're like, what will people say? What will people say? Now it's like I'll be doing too much at church. Why shouldn't you do too much at church? If God gave you five talents, why shouldn't you use your five talents? I'm asking you, in this Pentecostal church, I'm asking you, why shouldn't you use your five talents? If you've got the ability to sing, to preach, to teach, why don't you use all of your talents for God? But you see, you make it about you and you reduce what God wants to do through you. You make it about you and you reduce what God wants to accomplish through you. Where would David be if he refused to fight Goliath? Yeah. You don't need experience, you just need to obey God. Am I preaching to the right people? Yeah. So stop making it about you. How did we even get there? But we're there. Right? So delight yourself in God. 1 John chapter 5, 14 to 15. Yeah, stop making it about you. Please tell your neighbor, it's not about you. Yeah, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's easy to miss church because it's about you. It's easy to be offended at church because it's about you. Come on now. No, I don't like what they said. I don't like what, because it's about. But when it stops being about you and it starts being about Jesus, you don't mind. I'm just a servant. It doesn't matter. Paul says that none of these things move me. I'm not bothered by anything because it's about Jesus. It's about who?
Jesus.
Yeah. But if it's about you, listen, if it's about you, we have to walk on eggshells because we might say something. We might do something. I might look at you in a certain way when I'm preaching and you might WhatsApp me afterwards and say, Pastor, I don't like this, your thing. You know, because it's about. Yeah. Paul wrote to the church one day and was like, why are there lawsuits amongst members? Why are you guys suing each other at church? Is it because you don't want to even allow to suffer wrong? He said, it's because you are carnal, not spiritual. When you're dealing with babies, they make it everything about them. It's what they want. Don't remain a spiritual baby. Yeah, come up higher. Le cross avanta. Oh, I feel God. Amen. Let's close this. And you are sure of this, that He will listen to us whenever we ask Him for anything in line with His will. So I've delighted myself in the Lord, and now I am praying according to His word, according to His will, right? And if we really know He is listening when we talk to Him and make our request, then we can be sure that He will answer us. So God will answer you if you pray according to His will, right? Our last point, really. God wants you to partner with Him in prayer. Right? God wants you to what? Yeah. God wants to partner with you in prayer. Okay? Matthew chapter 6, 33. The Bible says, but more than anything else, put God's work first in your prayer life. More than what? Yeah, more than anything else. Put God's work in your prayer life. Jesus showed us this. When you pray, my Father who is in heaven, let your kingdom, before I ask for what to eat, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Before I ask for what to eat, what to wear, what to drive, where to marry, who to marry, let your kingdom come. Put God's work first. Put missions first. Put intercession first. Put kingdom advancement first. Yeah. More than anything else, more than getting a promotion at work, put the church to pray for the church first. Pray for other believers first. Kabbalah satarabahaya. Yeah. In Luke 11, we read it before. Jesus is teaching them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. That's the first thing we begin to ask for. Let your will be done. That's the next thing we begin to ask for. Then afterwards, when the kingdom has come, when the will is being done, then you can now give us today our daily bread. Then afterwards, we can pray about our relationships. Forgive us as we forgive others. Then when you're done with that, then you say, by the way, we frustrate whatever the devil's planning, and for because God, you are too awesome. But right now, if I take your prayer expectation, Lord, for him to propose me with he must hire a whole boat by waterfront, put petals on the way. You see, that's why we're not seeing sin. Listen, that's why those prayers are not even answered. Because you're starting with the last thing instead of starting with the first thing. God is looking for prayer partners. God is looking for men and women who will partner with him in prayer. Listen, you might not have 1 million to give Andrew Womack Ministries, but you can have 30 minutes a day to pray. You might not have 1 billion to give us, but you can have 1 hour to pray for the church every day. To say, Pastor, I promise you, every day 1 hour you are guaranteed I'll be praying for the church. But you see, now we have to create a system. Check in, check out, check around. Are you praying? What's happening? It's a reflection of your heart. Yeah. If you say you love God, but you're not moved by what moves him, verify your heart. Verify your heart. More than anything else, put God's work first. And we can't read the Bible to suit you. It says more than anything else, more than that guy you're praying, that crush of yours will crush your life. Put God's work first, right? Colossians chapter 4, verses 12. I like this one so much. Colossians chapter 4, verses 12. Epaphras, ne? Epaphras, who is one of you? That's the part. I want that part. Who is one of you? This guy we're about to read, he's not a special person. He is one of you. He's like you. You see, if we talk about Elijah, then you say that, oh, Elijah was a man of God. But you see, in the New Testament, we've got new people. Epaphras, who is one of you, a born servant of Christ, greets you. What does this guy do? Always, not often, not occasionally, always laboring fervently for you in prayer. This guy, this is where you would find him laboring in prayer. When you find him, just kareba sakata, lembradaskava. From 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Likradoskava. Today was a good day. We're laboring for the church. It says, pray for you that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. When you are not a prayerful Christian, you'll be an accusing Christian. Because you can't accuse people you pray for. Ah, you see what that brother said? You are not prayerful. You see what that sister did is because you're not praying. You can't intercede and accuse with the same mouth. It's not possible. It's either your mouth is praying for people or your mouth is accusing people. Epaphras is one of us. He's one of us. He's not some special guy from Nigeria. He's not some guy from Ghana because you know those guys, they pray. No, Epaphras is one of you. Epaphras, apa. Epaphras states, he's one of us, and he works hard in prayer. Listen to me. Can I ask you a question? Can heaven look at you and say you work hard in prayer? As a child of God, where are you working hard? Is it in soul winning? Is it in the church? Where are you working hard? Or you're working hard to be like the world, to walk like them, to talk like them, to speak how they speak. That's where your hard work is. But you see, these are the examples the Bible has put for us to follow. That there are people who are laboring. You know a laborer? It's not office work, Baba, when you're a laborer. You know the laborers, these guys who dig, and they dig by the roadside. They're building, putting fiber, construction. Those are laborers. So Epaphras is laboring. Laboring in prayer. When that guy finishes prayer, the guy is tired. Look at you. You fall asleep in prayer because your prayer is not labor. No, have you ever found a construction guy falling asleep? Because it's labor, right? But why are you falling asleep when you're praying? Because it's not labor. That's why then your life becomes one toil after another. Yeah. Because where you should labor, you're not laboring. Yeah. This guy is one of us. Say he's one of us. But he labors in prayer. You see, he labors in prayer. He doesn't labor in rest. He doesn't labor in proposing girls. This guy labors in prayer. Karoba Shakaya Mantusa. Father, we pray that every member who has come, we pray, let everyone who gave their life to Christ, may they be established. May Christ be formed. He labors, he labors, he labors. You came for service today. Did you pray for the service? I'm asking you, did you pray for the service? Did you pray for the service? And said, "You know, church, today I didn't feel it wasn't powerful because you did not pray. I told you never go for a service you didn't pray for. Who must pray for the service? Are you not coming for the service? So what must you do? Not just pray, labor. Did you never say you must labor? Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant, greets you, always laboring for you. Who are you praying for? You don't pray for your family. You don't pray for your husband. You don't pray for your wife. You don't pray for your children. And somehow you're like, but where is God when my family is falling apart? He is in you. In case God is in you. God is in you, in case you forgot. He's in you. Who are you laboring for in prayers? Ask your neighbor, who are you laboring for in prayers? Yeah. Yeah. Who are you laboring for? Oh God, just give me the latest. I want the Maybach, Mercedes Benz. Oh Jesus, I know you hear my prayers. He's not even hearing that one. Yeah, because it's selfish prayers. It's self-centered prayers. Hallelujah. Self-centered prayers. And so God wants us to labor in prayer as I close. Hallelujah. There's a prophetic word that God gave me, and then we take our last scripture and then we're done. Hallelujah. This is what God said to me last night. He says, tell my people to keep praying and not give up. As I answered Daniel on the first day that he prayed, that's Daniel 10:12. I have also heard and answered your prayers. I have sent the answers and responses. They are on the way. So do not be weary to pray. Continue in prayer. Give praise and thanks to me while you're waiting for the answers to manifest. It won't be long now. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, don't be weary. Don't give up in prayer. Continue in prayer. Are you going to continue in prayer? Yes. Yeah, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Let's look at the conclusion of the matter, because God is looking for partners in prayer. Job 42 verses 10 in the Message translation. That's the message of the day. God is looking for people who will pray for others, who will partner with him, who will come and say, Lord, Western Cape is under my prayer command. Every night I'll rise up and I'll pray. Or every morning. This university, Lord, as long as I am here, is under my command. Every day I'll wake up and I'll pray for this university. Hello. After Job, he had interceded for his friends, God restored his fortune and then doubled it. One of the cheapest ways to see answered prayers in your life is to intercede for others. Yeah, that's one of the, listen to me. If you are single and you want to marry fast, pray for other people to be married. Gather all of your single girlfriends and say, I'm going to be praying for you guys. Because the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Pray and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Is the church hearing me? God did not restore Job's fortunes just for fun. It was after he interceded for his friends. Who are you interceding for? Oh Lord, in this season, restore me. Pray for others. Pray for their restoration. Pray for them to be established in Christ. Hello? Oh Lord, in this season, I'm praying for a new job. Gather people. Listen, I know some of you are in that VIP group, right? Yeah. Guys, I'm available today. I'm trusting God for a job. But anyone who wants a promotion at work, whatever, send me a message right now. I'm going to go pray. 1 hour. Why have you never done that? You are praying for, you put yourself, guys, I'm available for prayer for the next 1 hour. Send me your prayer points. And you are angry when pastors are blessed by things they didn't ask for, because we're always praying for other people. You're always, let them have peace. That's why pastors don't run out of peace. Let them have joy, Lord. Let them have health. What we pour out to you in prayer, it comes as a harvest back. That's why I like praying for you. May God make you rich. May God bless you. 10 times is coming this way. That's the cheapest way to walk in the blessing of God, by distributing it to others. Hello. Listen to me. You are the one for your family. Pray for them to be born again. Yeah, no one is, you must pray them into Christ. What must you do? Yeah, on your family WhatsApp group, instead of sending pictures and posters about MK, ANC, start sending verses and tell them, I'm praying for you. Tomorrow morning, just tell them, family, I'm praying for you. Have a blessed day. Yes. Do you know why God is going to give us Paro? Do you know why? Because every time we pray for the nation, we say, Paro is saved. Paro is blessed. You understand? Do you know why God is going to give us South Africa? Because every week we pray for South Africa. That South Africa, the hand of God is upon you. Do you know why God is going to give us the nations? Because we're praying for the nations. One of the easy, whenever I'm doing a healing service, yeah, one of the, you know, sometimes like, well, do you pray? What do you do? I pray for people who are already doing healing. So I would pray for Andrew Womack. I pray for Pastor Chris. And I said, Lord, increase them. If I want to flow that day, I just spend my time praying for them. Yeah. You will see me. You will see me. That day, I'll be like a spirit. Anything I do is working because I prayed for others. And God was like, I'm giving you what you prayed for. You want a turnaround? You want a turnaround?
Yes,
no, am I talking to people?
Yes,
do you want a turnaround?
Yes,
you want your own property?
Yes,
pray for someone who is in the process of buying their own property. Do you want your own family? Pray for other people's families. Do you want your own breakthrough? Pray for someone else who have their own breakthrough. There is something about the kingdom of God that when you put others first, it turns out for your good. There is something about God that when you take time to intercede, it might seem like yours is delaying, but when it comes, you'll understand why it took time. So don't give up. You know, before I got my first car, I dedicated so many cars. I knew mine was coming. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yes, please. Marakashata. God is looking for partners. Will you partner with him? Yeah. Job had nothing but prayer for his friends. He had lost everything, but he didn't lose his ability to pray. Listen to me, even if nothing is popping, you can at least pray. Even if nothing is happening, at least your knees can hit the ground and you can pray for somebody else. Even if the job is not coming, you can pray for somebody. I can pray for somebody. I can pray for somebody. I can pray for somebody. My life might be out of order, but I can pray for somebody else. And when their life falls in order, God is not a user of man, but is a reward of men. And God turned things around after. It was after the men prayed, not before the men prayed. It was after the prayer. Was after the prayer. So God is waiting for you after you pray. God is looking at what you are praying for. After you pray for the nation. After you pray. Now we can talk. Is the church here with me today?
Yes.
Will you partner with God in prayer?
Amen.
Will you be a daily prayer partner with God? Yeah. And you see, don't only pray about things that you think will give you the limelight. You see, because the attitude of most Christians is, if you're not going to use me, then I'm not going to pray about it. So Lord, I pray for Cape Town to be saved, but only use me to save Cape Town. God is not going to answer such a prayer. But when you come to a point where you say that, Lord, let Cape Town hear this message. Raise people everywhere. You will be one of the people that God raises. You understand what I'm saying to you? That's the cheapest way. I hope the church has heard me today. God is looking for a Moses who will go. He says, I've come down. I need somebody to pray. He's given us the Holy Spirit. Can we pray? Can we pray about it? Yeah. Can we rise up in prayer? Yeah. I miss the days when Abba Zanana would say that God woke me up to pray about 1, 2. I prayed for 3 hours. Then afterwards, I didn't know when I came to church, it made sense why God told me to. I miss Abba Zanana who would hear God before checking it online. Yeah. Those who walked with God, prayerful, praying about things, you know, whereby you would pray. You know how I was brought up in the things of God? I would be praying at night for the service, and the Holy Spirit says to me, you're preaching today. My pastor didn't have the courtesy to tell me like a week in advance so that I can prepare. And the Holy Spirit will begin to teach me, this is what I want you to say, this is what I want you to say, this is what I want you to say. Understand? And boom, guess what? I'm getting to church and I don't put it on my status. But I'm preaching today. God spoke. No, I get to church, I'm minding my business, and my pastor calls me to his office and says that, you know you're preaching today. I'm like, yes, sir, I know I'm preaching today. Because I was partnering with God. I was just partnering with God. I wasn't looking for platforms. I was looking for partnering with God. I wasn't looking to be, I didn't even know that I'll be a pastor. I just wanted to partner with God. Lord, I'll pray. If there's no one to pray, but you can count me. In Cape Town, if everybody's sleeping tonight, Lord, you can count on me to pray tonight. If you are looking amongst young men, may you find me praying every night. If you are looking amongst young women, may you find me praying your will to be done. Does that make sense? If you are looking amongst couples, may you find us 30 minutes a day, Lord, praying for your will to be done. I don't know if there's somebody like that. Yeah, we need prayer fire. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet in Jesus' name. And lift up your hands. And I want you to pray. And I want you to pray. And I want you to say, Father, give me prayer fire. Because I'll choose to partner with you. Father, give me prayer fire. Give me fresh prayer stamina. Because I choose to partner with you. Somebody pray that prayer. Lord, I choose to be an intercessor. Yeah, I choose to partner with you in prayer for the nations. Limanda. Somebody, is the church praying? Is the church praying? Lord, I trust you to teach me. I trust you to guide me. I trust you to lead me. I'm your partner. Lord, you can count on me to be your partner today. I'm your partner, Lord, for nations. For my family, I will partner with you. You remember how Abraham partnered with God for Sodom and Gomorrah? How Abraham partnered with God for Israel, for the nations, for Lot. Remember how Hannah partnered with God and the prophet Samuel was born. Lord, I'm available. I will partner with you. Come on, somebody pray. Lord, it's no longer about me. It's no longer about me. Fill me up with you, Jesus. Come on, church, pray for prayer fire. Mante krebo shabanda liya manda siya mande lebre dego ziya bala diya bara bala daya karebe lebo zavindo gamanda bala 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 ze mushka bara bala zida bala jere bele goza banda karaba shandala karya mama maye maria kapala la 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 basete masha taraba ba 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 rumantara kapate prede kelanda saya. Mashara Baba, is there somebody who's saying, yes, Lord, I will partner with you in prayer? Mashara kapata krada gavada kalamanda se, masha rabaya dagaya bataya, mandu se telebrede goshata kapakasia, mara katala mama maye, ria mashanda ria kaparia dagazana, remememememememe kosata labradoshta, mara kapata brada gashita, masa krada gavala baba yata brado goshita, mara katatatatata, mashata brado goshatatata. I sense the presence of God. The fire of God is coming upon somebody who says, yes, Lord, I will partner with you. God is looking for prayer partners. The fire of God is looking for prayer partners. Will you partner with God today? Shanda rakata sandalanga no zanda radayanda mandaria koshataria baba baba. I will partner with you, Father. I will partner with you in the name of Jesus. I will partner with you. 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 Karabashata lamanda satala mahaya. Rebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebe. I will partner with you.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.